Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The mayor and city council cheering a win this past weekend, passing that mammoth $112.4 billion budget. But the mayor is most thrilled about the fact that the city's three library systems have been saved. And after a particularly bleak initial outlook, Juliet Papa now with a page turn, no pun.
Mayor Adams took a victory lap in Inwood, where the Eliza, a new library complex, has opened. He says he didn't mind being the villain in the budget battle when he proposed cuts that would have closed libraries on Sundays.
We were able to put back $58 million in our libraries.
New York Public Library CEO Tony Mark says this new facility is about more than borrowing books.
There's a community center, there's a senior center, there's 174 units of affordable housing.
A private donation in the millions helped it along, and Mark says he's looking forward to more public-private partnerships. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Without question, New York's libraries are more than repositories of knowledge, but they're also hubs for community activities where job seekers get career guidance and where immigrants learn English, among other services deemed essential. Now, the State Labor Department to Chipotle pay those kids their money. Officials have recovered $1 million in lost wages from the Mexican fast food chain on behalf of over 20,000 of its current and former workers here in New York. It follows an investigation by the Division of Labor Standards telling Chipotle to directly pay all active workers and fork over the rest to the state to pay back former employees. They can get anywhere from $10 to over $3,600 in previous unpaid wages. There's been no comment from Chipotle. No criminality is involved, but the investigation into the chain started after it was reportedly discovered Chipotle hadn't been paying folks the correct minimum wage. That led to an audit, and here we are. And with that, Governor Hochul cheering the recovery of more than $63 million in alleged stolen wages from several companies across the state. Victims are encouraged to report wage theft by calling a hotline, 833-910-4378, or go to the state's online wage theft reporting tracking tool. So there's always been honking horns in Midtown, and now there's another sound to add to the mix if you're hopping on the subway up at 50th Street.
If you thought your ears were ringing, you're right. That loud bell has been going off nonstop for commuters for about a week now in the subway staircase of the 50th Street subway station, and then it echoes throughout the streets. But where it's coming from is still a mystery. Jasmine Samora thought the noise blended right in.
I'm never taking the train with the assumption that I'm going to have a peaceful ride. That literally never happens. It's 9 o'clock on a Monday.
But Wyatt, who's been hearing it every single day, thinks he figured out where it's coming from.
We just figured it out today. This guy came named Roy, said that it's the Duane Reade that's abandoned right now.
So far, it's all just guesses. We're waiting to hear an official word back from the MTA. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
The mourning continues on Long Island as the NYPD prepares to funeralize one of its own this weekend, killed along with three other people when an alleged drunk driver plowed into a nail salon. Meantime, there's a vigil tonight at 7, and newsman Mac Rosenberg following the story for us, joining us with this live report out of Queens. Mac, I understand some elected officials and community leaders met with some of the families today.
Yeah, that's right, Larry. It's because many of the victims who worked at this nail salon live here in Flushing. So much grief as the brother and sister of 37-year-old Chen Kai Chen stood and somehow, through tears and the emotion, were able to talk to the press about how such a happy family they had just a week ago is now shattered. Their brother, Chen Kai Chen, a Chinese immigrant who owned this nail salon with his wife. They have two kids, 5 and 10, and those kids have lost their father, and their mother is now in the ICU. Chen's brother, Stephen, is praying that this is just one big nightmare. Assemblyman Ron Kim, who held this press conference, says their mother is now in stable condition in the ICU. As much sadness as there is from this family, also plenty of anger and outrage. They want no bail for Stephen Schwally, the driver of that car that plowed into the nail salon on Friday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Flushing.
And Macar, thanks to you for that. Again, the vigil will be held tonight. Meantime, the funeral services for the officer will take place this weekend. Well, with concerns over a violent South American gang infiltrating the city's migrant shelters, Mayor Adams doing a full court press today.
Mayor Adams sent top police officials to Colombia to investigate allegations that the Tren de Aragua gang had been smuggling guns into migrant shelters here.
We started receiving information that this gang is extremely violent, and we wanted to get on top of it.
That report revealed after a 19-year-old was charged with shooting two cops in Queens. He's reported to have told prosecutors that gang members hide the guns in food delivery bags to avoid detection.
We're going to be doing a couple of initiatives in our HERCs, our shelters, and really start to pinpoint this gang.
The mayor says this organization cannot get a foothold in this city. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also an update on a story we brought to you this morning on 1010 Winds. That child who died in a house fire overnight in Bayonne has been identified as 6-year-old Sanaya Felton. Fire broke out in the home on Avenue C just after midnight. 7 people, including 3 firefighters, were taken to local hospitals with minor injuries. They've all since been released. The Red Cross says they are providing emergency assistance to 3 families displaced by that fire. The Hudson County Regional Arson Task Force and the Bayonne Fire Department all investigating. They do not suspect foul play. Meantime, the borough president of Queens is making a push for extending the hours that lifeguards are on duty after a terrible tragedy played out over the weekend where we lost a pair of teenagers off Rockaway. 2 teens apparently drowned in the waters there. Borough President Donovan Richards will make a push extending the hours, especially during forecasted heat waves. Richards and other leaders will be pushing to make a more concerted effort to address the city's lifeguard shortage. They'll also advocate for building new community pools on the Rockaway Peninsula and open existing pools in school buildings to community use. A Federal Aviation Administration says 5 members of a Georgia family were killed when their plane crashed upstate in the town of Masonville. The single-engine Piper had taken off yesterday afternoon after a visit to Cooperstown for a baseball tournament. New York State Police say the plane was headed to Atlanta with a fueling stop in West Virginia when it crashed. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.